News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The finance bill enacting the budget measures will be debated in the Dáil today, and I am joined now by Minister for Finance, Jack Chambers. Good morning to you, Minister. Obviously, we want to discuss finance, but before we do, the issues circling Sinn Féin at the moment. Firstly, can I ask you, do you believe that Mary Lou MacDonald misled the Dáil?
I believe she did, and there are serious and fundamental concerns now about the governance of Sinn Féin as a party. We've heard over the last number of days, I think, you know, it sends a chill down the spine of many people when you hear about omertas, kangaroo courts. And then even in recent years, we'd one TD refer to psychological warfare when it came to Sinn Féin. So it's clear that Sinn Féin as a party is putting its party's interest above people. And this is a party that purports to propose itself as a party of change. But if they're not fit to govern their own affairs, how are they fit to run a government? They clearly can't be trusted, and it shows a total disrespect and disregard to the Oireachtas and how they've acted in recent years.
As I said,
the behaviour of Sinn Féin has been a disgrace.
I do want to get into the finance, but I have one more question for you. Is Mary Lou MacDonald's position tenable?
Well, I don't think Mary Lou MacDonald is fit to lead any government. She clearly has no control of her own party's affairs and is putting all aspects of Sinn Féin as a party and their interests.
Leading government is one thing. Leading Sinn Féin is the question I'm asking you.
I believe Mary Lou MacDonald's leadership is seriously questionable. She clearly has no capacity to run the affairs of her own party. And leadership is about doing the right thing in the public interest and being able to govern your own party and to promote that the party's position to the public. And clearly, she's been incapable of doing that and has brought that culture of concealment to the management of these affairs, which I think raises very serious questions for Sinn Féin whenever the next election is held.
Okay, and very lastly on this, as I say, I want to move on. You are a former sports minister. Do you believe that Sinn Féin should have informed the GAA club in Belfast about Senator O'Donnell's, I suppose, inappropriate behaviour with a minor?
I believe there are very serious issues there. Yes, I do. I think the fact that they completely ignored that and essentially gave him a seal of approval when he exited office in the Oireachtas shows that culture of concealment and paying tribute to Senator O'Donnell when we actually know what was really happening behind the scenes now from what's been revealed.
Okay.
And it shows that culture of concealment, which is at the heart of Sinn Féin. They've pretended in recent years that they broke from the past, and clearly they haven't.
All right. We will move on to the finance bill. A couple of things about it. First of all, that announcement of a further billion in supplementary estimates yesterday, a huge amount of money and a huge difference in money. The budget was only on the 1st of October. Today is the 16th. How did you not know about this additional billion, and why wasn't it announced at the time?
So the wider supplementary estimates which Minister Donoghue advanced was to, I suppose there's three aspects to it. First of all, we've got the cost of living payments, which the government is advancing, which we set out on budget day. Secondly, there are supplementary estimates in the context of capital spending in capital intensive departments, such as housing and education, for example. And then thirdly, you'd be aware that, for example, from health expenditure and other areas, there were pressures on certain costs.
Sure, and there always are. But is this not services? A massaging of the figure so that they looked a little bit more prudent on the 1st of October?
No, because I mean, most of what we set out on the 1st of October related to next year and what was possible for next year in the context of permanent spending, and what we set out on budget day for next year was very much in line with what was set out in the summer economic statement. What Minister Donoghue set out yesterday was the supplementary estimates where there are certain pressures in government departments for 2024 specifically. And that's what he's been advancing over the last number of days with colleagues. And a lot of the measures introduced yesterday and what he set out was very much around cost of living payments and what would have been set out on budget day.
All right. A lot of people would suggest that these bills, both the finance and the social welfare bills, almost been fast-tracked. Is this all to do with the date for a general election?
So with the finance bill, like, first of all, the social welfare bill relates to a lot of the cost of living payments as well. And that's being advanced presently to allow for the supports for families through the winter period, which we set out on Budget Day. The finance bill is proceeding as per the schedule that I would have set out a number of weeks ago. So we said we'd introduce it into the Dáil today, which I'm doing. Second stage will conclude today, and I expect to go before the Finance Committee on the 5th of November. And there's been no discussion in government on changing that schedule. So I'm proceeding as I communicated to the Finance Committee a number of weeks ago.
Giveaway budget, an election budget, it's been called all sorts of things like that. Should we see a downturn next year? Should we see a strain put on the economy because of the overheating that, among others, the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council has said that this budget is going to bring about? What does that say about your tenure as Minister for Finance?
Well, first of all, I don't accept that characterisation of the budget whatsoever. If you look at this government, we're running very significant budgetary surpluses, billions of euro being kept aside from day-to-day spending or from changes to taxation, so that we can manage any sort of downturn which could hit the Irish economy in the years to come. So we're very much protecting and trying to sustain the progress that we've made as a government. I'm fully investing in the Future Ireland Fund and the Infrastructure, Climate and Nature Fund. And by the end of 2025, we'll have 16 billion euro put aside so that we have money set aside for the future. And you'll be aware of many different interests in the economy who wanted us to do more in the context of taxation or day-to-day spending. And the permanent changes to the budget for next year are at 6.9%, which is what I set out on Budget Day. The majority of that is to maintain existing levels of service in our public services and support capital investment.
Yeah, still considerably ahead of your own spending rules. A last question. I know you're going to defend the budget, and I think it's a given that it will pass this bill. But with regard to the general election, Sinn Féin's difficulties, this giveaway budget, now is obviously the time that anyone sensible might call a general election if they were certainly in Fine Gael. Do Fianna Fáil want an election, or do you have concerns that your popularity isn't as high as you'd like?
Well, first of all, my focus as Minister for Finance is to do my job and my role in government, which is obviously to focus on the wider financial and economic interests of our country and to privilege to serve in government. So that's my absolute focus, and obviously coordinating the progression of the finance bill, which gives effect to many of the tax and spending measures which we set out on Budget Day. The party leaders will discuss a general election date in due course. And obviously we've a lot of work still to do in government. And what I would say separately, that everyone in the Oireachtas is preparing for an election whenever that might happen, whether it's in the spring or whenever the party leaders decide to discuss it, because naturally we will have a general election because we're reaching the end of the tenure of this Dáil, and it's due to happen by spring at the latest. So that's why, you know, all different parties are preparing as they would in any given time.
Minister for Finance Jack Chambers, thank you very much for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.